A class action lawsuit has been filed over Arkansas's handling of the coronavirus in prisons. As KUAR's Michael Hiblin reports, it calls for the release of some disabled inmates and better sanitary conditions.
The federal lawsuit was filed by 11 inmates at state prisons who argued the unsanitary conditions violate their constitutional and legal rights.
Some of the plaintiffs have given us, frankly, horror stories.
Omafi Shuker is an attorney with the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, which filed the lawsuit along with the American Civil Liberties Union. He says the state disregarded guidelines from the CDC, claiming that at the hard-hit Cummins unit, barracks housing people testing positive have not been disinfected, dining tables are cleaned with recycled water, and showers are not being cleaned daily. Shuker is asking the court to intervene.
We want the Department of Corrections, we want the state, to give incarcerated people access to the needed hygiene products. So hand sanitizer, running water, means to dry their hands, face mask. We want them to clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces multiple times a day.
He's also asking for disabled inmates and those suffering chronic health conditions that make them more susceptible to COVID-19 be released. Last weekend, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced he was asking the State Parole Board to review the cases of nearly 2,000 nonviolent offenders who could be released early to make room in prisons in case additional isolation is needed. But Shuker argues that should be expanded to include people convicted of violent crimes who are today disabled.
This idea that everybody who is incarcerated for a violent offense is a current threat to the general population is a myth. Some people who were incarcerated in the 60s or 70s for a violent offense are now in their 80s. Some of them are wheelchair bound. Some of them have very debilitating medical conditions that don't make them a danger to anybody.
Governor Hutchinson was asked about the court filing in Tuesday's daily briefing, but couldn't say much.
Well, I just was handed that lawsuit moments before I came in here, so I haven't read it in detail.
Hutchinson said 670 inmates at Cummins, along with 10 prison staff, have tested positive for the virus. All of those in exposed areas have now been tested, he said, but still expects that number to continue rising. The governor credited the efforts of State Health Secretary Nate Smith and Corrections Secretary Wendy Kelly.
We're trying to curtail it. We're trying to know exactly where we stand in that prison environment. So we'll look at that, but I have full confidence in Dr. Smith and his team working with Secretary Kelly that they're going to extraordinary lengths to make sure the inmates are having the proper health protocols in that environment.
The case was assigned to U.S. District Judge Christine Baker. Plaintiffs are asking for a temporary restraining order against the state. They also want a special master to be appointed to determine which inmates to release while overseeing the safety of the prison population during this pandemic. Michael Heblin, KUAR News.